So I hope that little video gave you a very quick highlight of sort of embedding and how you sort of do some data modeling at a very high level. And obviously there's further documentation you can see to dig deeper into those topics. The next speaker we have is Kalle Asian, a senior engineering architect from Adobe, working on the Adobe Experience Platform that I'm sure most people have heard of. He does a lot of work around the real-time scoring and personalization of that platform and has a strong experience across the different technology stacks around Hadoop, big data technology, Spark, Linux, Python. So very strong background in that whole analytical space and around the modeling and real-time scoring. So I'd like to hand over for the next 20, 30 minutes to Kalle Asian to talk about real-time scoring to improve personalization with Adobe Experience Platform.
Hello, everyone. Marina?
Hi, everyone. This is Marina. I also work with Kalle in Adobe. I am a data scientist, and we worked on the solution together that we want to take you through. For the solution that we want to take you through today, it's one of the most common issues faced by an insurer. An insurance agency's website is an essential tool for attracting leads, prospects, but evaluating leads is a whole other story. Some leads may not be ready to use agency services immediately. Others may not be ideal customers. So lead scoring can help us distinguish promising leads from unqualified ones, saving agencies time and money. In this session, we will deep dive into how we can obtain insights from web data, such as which landing page are the most valuable for conversion purposes during the sales funnel, or whether access to downloadable content leads to conversion, or if marketing campaigns associated with a visit make a difference. All of this while the customer is still with us on the website in the same session, that is within seconds. Jumping to the problem, business problem overview. We are here talking about a Swiss insurer. It's a leading insurance company based out of Switzerland. And one of their problems is that they have a lot of traffic on the website and they are continuously trying to customize customer journeys. It becomes very difficult to personalize anything when you don't know who your customer is. Since most of the traffic on their website is unknown customers who come to the website only once or twice, it's very difficult to build a deep customer profile, let alone build a machine learning model to activate on. Now, most of these anonymous visitors come to the website to get a quick indication of the insurance rate by filling out a form. This means that the insurance provider will only have a limited amount of information to personalize any campaign. This implies that the prospects are often targeted with irrelevant messaging and insurance provider is unable to prioritize targeting or optimize the spend. Also, there is no intelligence on the right channel for the customer. For the solution, I will hand it over to Kalle, who will take you through the solution and the architecture of the solution in depth. Over to you, Kalle.
Thank you, Marina. Yeah, so Adobe Experience Platform is the most powerful one, and it has the flexibility and an open system on the market for building and managing complete solutions that drive customer experience. The Experience Platform enables organization to centralize and standardize customer data and content from any system and apply data science and machine learning to dramatically improve the design and delivery of rich personalized experience, actually. So we will be getting the personalized experience when we implement this solution, actually. And the platform is built on RESTful APIs, and Experience Platform exposes the full functionality of the system to developers and supporting the easy integration of enterprise solutions using familiar tools. And the Experience Platform also supports the partners to build and integrate their own products and technologies as needed. This is a powerful and flexibility makes Experience Platform unique in the market. It gives partners and customers and the community of developers, a foundation on which to build innovations that drive the experience business. So it will exceed the customer expectations, and they should be able to see their data in 360-degree view. That's how the customer, the real-time profile, it comes into the picture, and then where we have a background of Cosmos DB, the data to be stored over there in the system. So let's go into detail of this actually. So how we have implemented this solution to get the lead scoring of this for a particular person actually. So it's kind of a step-by-step use cases of that actually. Let's go into that website, and then we will be filling up our informations, and then we wanted to get the score actually. So I want to see a score of a customer behavior in real time. The logical starting point is to collect the data in real time. So we have collected the data in real time, and then the Adobe Tag Management solutions will take all those informations, and then it will take that through Adobe Launch, and then Adobe Launch makes it possible to use the brand new Adobe Experience Platform Web SDK extension to collect data straight from a website. It's a data layer to us actually. So, and then map it against an XDM based schema. So we have an XDM based schema of JSON 7, and then it has been implemented into a backend of the system actually. Then stream into Adobe Experience Platform by mapping data against an XDM schema upon collections. A lot of time and effort is saved downstream actually. So here, so we have to create any modeling over here, and then in that case we will be doing a lot of modeling, and then how the data should be modeled, and then to get that involved. So the experience platform will make us to help to take those things actually. So every type of customer behavior, and that is collected from the client side, will be taken to our platform, and then that is an experience even to us actually. So kind of an offline POS transactions or cards or anything, the product views, or like if any insurance solutions are, they want just wanted to browse and then see it, and then those customers also we can capture actually. So because of this solution has been implemented into the system, and Adobe Analytics will take care of that to collect those informations via clickstream, and then it will be taken to a system. And then it will be how we are making this into a unified. It's like inside the Cosmos DB, and then we have this solution running in a backend, and then it will score us the results what we want actually. So the detailed explanation of this, and then technologies which we have used in, is coming in our way actually. So what are the technologies we have leveraged here? So Launch, Experience Agent, Pipeline, Unified Profile, and Data Science Workspace inside on Adobe Experience Platform, and Streaming Segmentation and Adobe Target. So the Launch will be like, which I mentioned, to collect the data from a website, and then Experience Edge to collect the data in real time and push to a pipeline. So pipeline will be monitoring that in real time, and then we will be getting this solution. I mean, so it will collect data in XDM format and then push it to a unified profile, where the unified profile is our Cosmos DB. And all the web and offline data will be like captured inside the unified profile. And then we get a 360-degree view of that particular data, and then solution to all those. Here, the data science workspace, which we have an option to analyze the profile, and then we can build an intelligence out of it, and then marketer can use it, and then they can inform to whether they will be buying it or intent of buy, or all those information can be captured over there actually. And so we can build our own model and export as well. So that way it is. And then streaming segmentation will capture the user enriched profile, which are coming from different areas like a website and from offline, and then it creates a real-time information to the segments, and then we can target those. And then using an Adobe target, we can target those users, and then we can provide them a personalized messaging over there on the website itself. That's how the technologies what we leverage, and then how we have implemented this solution actually. So we have a Cosmos DB where it has, whenever I say unified profile there, we have a Cosmos DB in the backend, and then it takes care of everything. So this solution architecture is which we have used it, and then how we have leveraged, and then Cosmos DB. And here we have a data sources is from clickstream on web page and Adobe Analytics. link all the data using unified identities as like a primary key which we have, and then it will be attached in the system in the backend. Actually, the whole things are happening under the Cosmos DB. So since we are ingesting a data through an unified identity onto the table, and then we stitch all those data using an ECID and other custom identities based on the customers use cases. So we have model hosted under the data science workspace, which have an capability to export that model into an ONX, and then on top of it we will have a API service for that, and then that API service can be hit over from out. I mean, we can hit that API with the information, and then from a website, and then we get the score output, and score can be stitched back to the Cosmos DB. So this is how the Cosmos DB we have leveraged, and then there we get the so as per the data unification under the Cosmos DB, the score will be attached to the profile and used for targeting the audience via Adobe Target based on the profile qualified, right? So we will be getting that particular profile will be qualified for a segment under the streaming segmentation what we created as segments, and then those users will be targeted, and they will be getting a personalized banners, offers, how we scheduled under the Adobe Target. So this is how we have implemented the solution architecture, and so maybe I can turn over to Marina. Yeah, so we have a demo. We have maybe Marina will be taking over now.
Sure, thanks, Kalei. Yeah. So we have a quick demo for you. This is a fictitious company called Mutual 365, which is an insurance provider. Kalei, if you could please click. Let's take a look at how customer 365, Mutual 365, sorry, is optimizing customer journey using Adobe Experience Platform. An anonymous customer opens Mutual 365 website, visits the car insurance product page. The visit to this page is collected by the website and sent to Adobe Experience Platform in real time. The X-ray panel on this website showcases what happens behind the scenes. In the Experience Events panel, you can see car insurance product page is a part of customer's activity. This experience event is already linked to an identifier. Here it's the cookie ID or the ECID that is used to identify an unknown user. So when this customer continues on their journey on the website to the page to get the car quote, car insurance quote, and fill out forms that are needed to calculate the cost indication of the insurance, all of this data is linked to the customer's profile inside Adobe Experience Platform in real time. Now, as soon as the customer clicks on the Get Quote button, all of the data will be used to calculate this customer's propensity to buy a car insurance in real time. And a machine learning model uses all of the form fields as input parameters and writes back the propensity score to this customer's real-time profile inside Adobe Experience Platform. This score is then available for activation in real time. So you can see the X-ray panel over here and the segment ID over here. So we can, and this is how, and this is the Get Quote button on the Mutual 365 website. This is where somebody would have to click in order to be able to send all of the data to Adobe Experience Platform. The platform will capture all of the fields that you see on your screen right now. And all of this will flow into the machine learning model that we've deployed in the data science workspace in Adobe Experience Platform. And it will be used for building the model and giving out the propensity scores. Now, you can also see that the car insurance sales score of 72 in the Sales Services panel and the segment membership over you. You can see that this customer now qualifies for a new segment in real time based on the score that was calculated. Now, calculating propensity scores is just one use case. This is the same information that can be used to optimize, say, personalized product recommendations or an expressed offer for every specific customer. There are a lot of things that we can do with this. Now, Here you can see the hero banner personalized for Mutual 365 based on the propensity score and segment qualification. Let's have a detailed look at how this is implemented in Launch. A rule is defined to trigger when a customer clicks the button. When the rule is triggered, data is collected from form fields as data elements, which are mapped against an XDM schema and will be ingested in a data set in Adobe Experience Platform. So you can see that by clicking the Get Code button, a request is sent from the website to Adobe Edge, a payload loader of the request. Has an XDM structure, and this uses ECID as the primary identifier. This payload is then stored in the car insurance interaction dataset in Adobe Experience Platform. This dataset is configured as a profile dataset, and as such, it links all of the payloads to the real-time customer profile. This dataset is linked to an XDM schema in which the structure and fields are defined along with the primary identifier. The dataset and schema then are used by a machine learning model through Data Science Workspace in Adobe Experience Platform. What you see here is a Jupyter Notebook, which takes all relevant data from the car insurance interactions datasets in the platform and uses a random forest algorithm to find patterns and signals with the goal of understanding whether somebody will go ultimately and convert or not. Now, the model is trained in Data Science Workspace in Adobe Experience Platform and then serialized into an Onyx form and then deployed on real time. So this model is trained in Data Science Workspace and it focuses on real time scoring. So when a customer clicks on the Get Code button, the payload containing all of the information specific to this customer is sent to the to Adobe Edge, and Adobe Experience Platform accesses that. All the score then gets generated using the Data Science Workspace and is linked back to the segment. Multiple segments can be configured in Adobe Experience Platform, and these segments are activated for streaming segments. Now, this means that qualification for these segments is evaluated in real time. A specific segment will qualify for a, qualify a customer when it has a sales prediction of a certain score. So if a certain propensity score, for our example, let's take scores between 60 to 80, right? And if these scores are assigned in real time, the segments get qualified based on these scores. And thanks to the native segment people core service that is available in Adobe Audience Manager or Adobe Target, these can be activated in real time and banners can be customized and experiences can be customized on the website. Now, once the segment is available to any tool such as Adobe Target, it can be used to configure any activity. So here what you've seen is a hero banner optimization or customization, but it can be used for a ton of other activities and all of this in real time. And these are the various customizations that you see on your screen right now. These are the typical ones that that most customers would want to do, but it could also include customized messaging, customized content, customized links, etc. With this demo, I would now like to jump into the data science solution and take you through what we did. You know, now that we understand that we've created enriched data science, enriched customer profiles, let's look at how we created the model that set apart the promising leads from the others. So we analyzed customer journeys up until the first quote is generated and built a machine learning model powered by random forest algorithm, which predicted the probability for conversion with approximately 75% accuracy on the out of time test data set. We followed the typical machine learning workflow of data gathering, exploration, processing model, and finally deploying the best or the most accurate model. We leveraged unified profile services in Adobe Experience Platform to get customer one views. We analyzed these customer journeys on the web. One of the interesting things worth mentioning was that the data aggregation for this was tricky, I would say, because we could only leverage the data up until the first quote, get quote is clicked. Now, this means that for some of the customers, this journey can be long and convoluted, and we would have a lot of data at our disposal to analyze. For others, this would mean that the journey is very short and there's very limited data. Another challenge was that very few unknown customers convert on any session, and that leads to imbalanced class problem that we had to address before modeling. Moving on to the important features for modeling, we studied a host of features that stand out for predicting conversion. Demographics was, of course, one of the important ones. Age, gender, PIN code can be a reflection of the quality of lead. Other obvious features that were important were insurance code, base price of the model. We found that web behavior is also a major signal of the level of interest in a product. Number of visits on the web, session depth, time of site, time on the site shows how engaged a customer is. Recency of visit is another important signal. Pages browsed is of major relevance. So, for example, landing pages, site sections clicked on, download material accessed, or even the page from which a customer exits or bounces is of significant importance. It leads, and one of the things that we realized was errors on site is one of the important major indicators. It can create a negative sentiment immediately and can, you know, diminish the chances of making a purchase for anybody. So that was another important parameter. And finally, jumping on to the value delivered, one of the most important things for the customer here was getting data to insights to activation in real time, and that is what we were able to achieve with this solution. It was possible and to a great extent made very easy by data being at one place, all together collated in XDM schemas in Adobe Experience Platform. Data science was at the core of the workflow, and we knew that targeting was always optimized. The best part was that this, all of this could be done for unknown visitors on the website. That really was the value for the customer. I hope you found this session interesting. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kalai Arasan and Marina. It was really good to see a real customer application that you have built and gone through. Few questions that did pop my mind, and I think few others as well, as we see, is why did you choose Cosmos Database as your core database engine? Presume this is more a long stretch project, so you probably use the transactional database as opposed to the analytical store. And how has been your experience directly querying out of the Cosmos DB's transactional store?
So we have a Cosmos DB, and then it has been built on top with the query service actually inside an Adobe Experience Platform. So the back end of this architecture is on Microsoft Azure and with a Cosmos DB actually. So the solution is to utilize the Cosmos DB under the Adobe Experience Platform. So this has been designed to have this unified feature, and as well as to query that in real time and then make it faster. Actually, after implementing this solution, we have seen we are getting the results in milliseconds actually, so that we are sticking to the Cosmos DB instead of using that other databases actually. So kind of we get the solutions in near real time, and then we should be able to see this 360 degree of view without any issues.
And your upstream data sources, are they a mix of relational and non-relational data sources, or did you have to specifically do some sort of data massaging, or holding a data in a different placeholder to transform data into Cosmos database?
Exactly, we have done that, and for that as well, we have taken from a different sources, like from offline, like an unstructured from packet files or different formats. Actually, we have taken into a system, and then it attached, it stitched those data into the platform, and then we are able to see the different events and as well as the profile from a different sources. Actually, so from it attached under the Cosmos DB.
Sure.
I think we're almost time, unless there was a couple more questions, Saranya, you had.
Yeah, no, I think this has been really good. Thank you. It's really, really good to see a working demo. So totally appreciate that and your time. If we do have questions, we will put it on the chat. We will reach out. So audiences definitely do that. As we said, do tweet about these sessions at #CosmosDBConf as well. And then we will now go on to the last session for the Asia time zone. Over to you, Ben.